This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Right. It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Ball thrown in. The Wolves have won 117 to 110 here at Game 4. Will this be the last game at Chase Center? Well, the Warriors will have something to say about that on Wednesday night at the Target Center. But the Wolves shot 47% from three, but over 50% from three most of the night. Buoyed by their stars, 31 points from Randle, 30 from Anthony Edwards, and they now lead this Western Conference semifinal series 3-1.
Tim, we're on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is the Morning Roast at Spadoni at Chasky. Let's just get right into it. The Warriors are now down 3-1 in the Western Conference semifinals against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards was sensational. He was a superstar yesterday. Julius Randle has been and continues to be a problem. Shooting has been a problem for the Golden State Warriors, though. And we knew it was going to be difficult. We knew it was going to be challenging. He needed one of these last three to extend this series to potentially a game six. And now, going forward, Joe, it's a one-game series. You just got to take it as a one-game series, these next three, and hopefully there are three. Is Steph coming back? Is he not coming back? Who knows at this point? But a tough, tough loss. And a first half where I thought everything was going the Warriors' way. And that three-pointer from Anthony Edwards with two guys draped all over him, I felt like was a massive, massive shot and massive momentum heading into the half for Minnesota.
They were on a gosh.
It's all right. Fight through it.
They were on a 10-0 run as I go straight Flem and M on you first thing in the morning. The Warriors were on a 10-0 run, and then Edwards hit 1-3 with like a minute and a half to go, and then, you know, they got some free throws, and then he hits another one with 5 seconds left. And look, the reality is this. GP2 can't guard Anthony Edwards.
Nope.
And like last night, I was bummed by the end of the game because that fourth quarter, yeah, I mean, they're trying to press and they're just giving up layups left and right. That is why NBA teams don't press, because they will dice you up, right? I was bummed last night. Then I watched the game back again this morning, and it made me irate. And I'm going to be honest with you, like, irate a couple of things. The favoritism from the coach. And look, are they outgunned? Are they out of, you know, do they not have enough firepower? There's no question they don't have enough firepower, which is why I'm so pissed after watching it back a second time. The obsession with GP2, with pods, and not yanking these guys when they're clearly, they don't have the form, they're not in rhythm, they're not hitting, they're not helping, and you are icing out Kuminga? What did Kuminga do to Steve Kerr? No, I'm dead serious. He was the only bright spot in that first half. He willed them back into the game. He's got 16 at the half, and you walk out and you start the third quarter, maybe the biggest quarter of the season because of where we're at, because of how dramatic this is, and you wait 4 full minutes to go to Kuminga, and then Potts can't hit water if he fell out of a boat in the middle of the ocean, and you go back to him after putting him on the bench. The amount of 2 and 3 non-shooter lineups when you are searching for offense is baffling. It's absolutely baffling. Well, we need to have a ball handler. What's Draymond for? Well, we need to have a ball handler. Why have Jimmy then? Well, we need to have a ball handler. No, you don't. You know why you had to go to zone? Because you're playing Pajemski way too much. You can't give me a minute for Pat Spencer. I'm not saying that Pat Spencer's the reason why this team's not going to move on. They don't have enough firepower. They're missing their best player. But my God, in a game where you need to see some adjustments and have a quick hook and just try to find some freaking offense, you are jamming Brandon Pajemski down our throat when the guy, I'm searching for my numbers here. I want to make sure we're clear here. GP2 in the playoffs. He missed one game, a game 7. He's a minus 56.
It's not good.
He's a minus 56. He's played 174 minutes. Kuminga has played 155 minutes in the playoffs. You tell me who you want more of.
Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, okay. Pajemski has played 350 minutes. He scored 100 points, 107 points. Kuminga has scored 96 points in less than half the time. We are searching for offense. No one can get their own shot. Now, I'm not saying that Kuminga is the end-all, be-all. I'm not saying he's the answer. But my God, let's coach this game like you've watched what happened in the first half. I know TJD has been struggling in terms of staying out of foul trouble, but you got Kevon Looney on Julius Randle, and he's cooking him. You got Draymond on Julius Randle, who wanted a campaign for DPOY. Draymond has been MIA this entire series. Draymond, in the playoffs, averaging 33 minutes a game. He's played over 350 total minutes in the playoffs. He's shooting 39% from the field, 28% from three. He's only got 99 points. This team is getting dismantled by two players in this series, Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle. You can make an argument Julius Randle was the best player on the floor in the first half.
Yeah, no, he was. It wasn't even an argument.
And why are they in zone? Because he's hell-bent on playing undersized guys who can't defend, and it starts with Pajemski. You are forced into so many zone actions on defense because the guy can't guard anyone individually. Who has been your best individual defender on Anthony Edwards? It's been Jonathan Kuminga. Okay? Yeah. But when you're playing Pajemski as much as you have in GP2, they keep switching, and they're getting the matchups they're looking for. You went zone, they attacked the zone in the middle, and they destroyed you. Destroyed you. And then offensively, my God. Look, I watched it back, and I left at the end of the night. I was so bummed. Like, Jimmy, what the? 8 shots? But I watched it back. He was trying. It was 4 people, Pods being one of them, Draymond being another one, Buddy Hield being another one, just standing on the 3-point line. Watch it back. They're just standing there. They're literally just standing there. 11 seconds to go, and it's Jimmy jab stepping, trying to get into the paint with 5 defenders sagging off of guys who can't hit water. I mean, like, I'll just give it to you. Draymond, 39% from the field, 28% from three right now. Pajemski is almost identical, 33% from the field, 29% from three. Now, Buddy Hield's numbers look good, but when you watch the game, I don't know where these threes are coming from. Garbage time?
I mean,
by the time I flipped the rewatch off?
He had the most turnovers on the team. He had some awful turnovers.
Look,
4.
They're losing this series, and they're going to probably end up losing this series. And I'm bummed, and it sucks. They exerted so much energy, and it was a fun ride. Today's not the day for me to, like, feel about how fun it was. It was a fun ride this year.
It's not over, but
we're out Steph Curry. Like, that starts every conversation. They had an opportunity to win on Saturday night, and it feels like they're emotionally spent, and they got completely carved up in that third quarter. And again, I just go back to Steve, these guys that you love, the GP2s, the Loonies, the Pods, I know you love them. They're not playing good right now. Why you didn't start the quarter with Jonathan Kuminga tells me everything I need to know. You're going to stubbornly go back to your guys. It doesn't matter about form. It doesn't matter about trying something new. You're getting blown. The door's blown off you. You can't see a minute for Moody. I can't see a minute for Pods on the bench. And maybe I just give a look to Pat Spencer. Draymond's being relegated to either a top of the three guy waiting for the ball or a corner of the three guy. He's your point guard. Like, that's in this circumstance because you're down so many. You can't get enough offensive guys out onto that floor. And I'm really disappointed in Steve. And, like, the Kuminga thing. Now that we've seen Kuminga for a couple of games in a row, what the hell happened? Like, honest to God, what the hell happened? I want a 30 for 30. What happened? I'm not saying this guy's Michael Jordan. No one thinks he's Michael Jordan. I'm not even saying he's some fringe all-star. I'm not the owner. I'm not going to come out. Pajemski's an all-star. Kuminga's not. No, those guys are not. It's hard to be an all-star. You couldn't find minutes for this guy? Now, you know what I'm thinking in my head? Fair or not? Maybe if you played Kuminga, it wouldn't have went 7 against Houston. Mm. Maybe if you played Kuminga, we might have been done in 5 or 6. I don't know. Mm. Who knows? You know? And I just keep coming back to how many games this team tricked off down the stretch that would have given them the whole week off and would have given them the Laker matchup as opposed to the Rockets in the first round.
Shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. We are streaming on all those platforms. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing.
I'm sorry.
Why are you apologizing?
Because I'm ticked off because last time I was bummed. And I was ready to just say, hey, they're the better team. And they are. And then, I hate doing this. Well, you know, if Curry's there, I think we would have won.
Well,
but I do feel that way, right? And it sucks.
Everything makes you feel that way.
I feel like a loser saying that out loud. I feel like a straight-up loser admitting that out loud.
It's not. The Celtics are probably going to lose to the Knicks, and they just lost Jason Tatum, and they'll be saying the same thing. They'll probably beat with a healthy Tatum, and they're not going to now. We don't know what the status of Jason Tatum is. Steph, Draymond talked about it yesterday. He's like, the last thing we want is Steph to just force himself back early, and then he could have a severe injury after that.
But it starts here. Like, everyone's going to be ticked off with Jimmy, and I get it. Like, this is why you got Jimmy, and Jimmy didn't rest the moment. Hey, look, man, let's call a spade a spade. Draymond Green, all-time warrior. Draymond Green, Hall of Famer. Yeah. Draymond Green played like poop in this playoffs.
I didn't think he was bad. Like, the first half, I thought he was aggressive offensively.
That is the Draymond Green existence.
Well, no, I know.
I'll hit a couple shots early, and then I'm on a milk carton for the next couple quarters
offensively. No, for sure. I hear you on that. I think what the most frustrating part is, I think you saw the best version of the Warriors without Steph in that first half yesterday, and they were only up 2 points. That was like, for me...
What was the best version? With Kuminga leading the way with 16?
Yes.
And then starting the third quarter on a stationary bike?
I said first half.
What are we doing?
First half.
What are we doing?
And then they only scored 17 in the third quarter and the game was over.
No one is saying that Kuminga is the end-all be-all. But when I saw him in the hallway or whatever it is, the tunnel? He's on a stationary bike. I'm like...
Gotta get loose.
I
want to fire my notepad at halftime.
Don't throw it at me.
They were out rebounding by 10. They had more second chance points, 10-2. They had more paint points, more bench points. Why is that, Kuminga? And you're not going to start him?
What did he do?
What did he do? I want to know. What the heck happened? Was this the players? Is this the coach? Is this the organization? What happened?
Well, I mean, it's obvious what happened, right? He got hurt. They got Jimmy Butler, and he was diced out. And we all accepted that because the team was winning. And then now the team's losing, and they go to Kuminga because there's no Stephen Curry, and he's balled out the last couple games, credit to him, but there have been L's in each and every one of them. The game to win, the game you had to have, we were talking about it yesterday, was Saturday. Well, that was the game you needed.
But Julius Randle, okay.
That was the game.
No, I hear you, but no one will break down Julius Randle dismantling Draymond Green.
Well, he's been the best player in the series.
They threw Looney on him. They threw Draymond on him. They threw Jimmy Butler on him. He has been destroying him. I think he has been the best player in the series. Yes. Now, Anthony Edwards, that third quarter the best quarter of the series by any individual player.
He took it over. Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. But, I mean, Steve, I know you watch the games back because I'm watching them. The only guy who has kind of slowed down Anthony Edwards, even a little, is Jonathan Kuminga. He should have been playing him every minute Anthony Edwards is on the floor. Kuminga should have been guarding him. Every minute that Anthony Edwards is on the floor, Kuminga should have been in the game, period. There's no, I don't want to hear any other excuse. You've been forced. You're throwing GP2. Watch that final three-pointer before the end of half. GP2 is like literally in another state. He's in Nevada as Anthony Edwards does a crossover from
Reno.
40 feet away. And Draymond Green just, let me just put my hands up. As Anthony Edwards hits a huge momentum three before half, then turns to Draymond and screams at him, basically saying, I'm coming and I'm coming to kill you guys in the third quarter.
He
and
was.
You know what? Anthony Edwards, my guy, you are incredible. He had some in and outs. And again, they're going to a zone. Why? Because they're playing undersized pods.
Yeah.
He's obsessed with playing GP2 and pods. And I throw my hands up. What about the games I'm watching? Did the second quarter matter? Because you just completely aborted everything that was working in that just got to jump back in there. Just got to. I know he hasn't played good for 3 weeks in a row, but let's just jam him back in there.
Because
he can dribble.
Quentin Jammer.
He can dribble. If I watch Jimmy or Pods dribble into the key, jump stop, pump fake, pump fake, pump fake. Pivot, 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 and try to throw. Shoot the ball! You're in the key! Shoot the ball! Tell me I'm not the only one. Tell me I'm not the only one. And then what are the other four guys doing? Standing there waiting. Brandon, I'm open. Brandon, it's like a bunch of fourth graders because I coach with. Chris, throw it to me. Chris, throw it to me. Move! Someone cut! Someone do something!
We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, it's righteously brewed here in San Francisco. 117-110 the final. The Warriors are down 3-1, folks. A familiar situation, unfortunately, for this squad. And we want to hear from the people today. It's guest-free. You are the guests today. And you know the number? It's 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Please, we want to hear from the people today. Biggest reason... And I'm not giving you the Stephen Curry excuse, but it is an excuse. It's a big one. That's the overarching one. We all know that. Why are they down 3-1 right now? Why are they down 3-1? Is it as simple as saying they don't have their best player? Okay. But you've been in a lot of these games. It's been single digits a lot of the time. Yesterday, outside of yesterday, and the game was basically over after the 8-minute mark or 6-minute mark of the third quarter when Anthony Edwards just took over. He was sensational. Mike Conley was hitting a three. DiVincenzo started to hit some threes. I was like, oh boy. Now Dante's hitting him. He was horrible for most of the series, and he hits a couple of them. So, and then Nikhil Alexander Walker.
Why is that, Joe? Why is that? They're in a zone.
Yep.
And we overcommit. Look, Pods will draw. And I'm trying to make this about Pods. But you can't watch that game and not say, well, they're in a zone because of Pods. He can't guard anyone. And wow. Look, he's over jumping at the top of the key, okay, and not stopping ball, allowing dribble drive penetration into the middle of a zone. How do you beat a zone? Skip passing, outside shooting, dribble drive penetration, okay? And the guy is such a poor defender right now. Watch the tape. Yeah, you draw some charges. That's great. But he's not the only one. He's not the only one. GP2 has played horrific. Horrific. And you know what the crazy thing is? He's actually shooting from three on a team that's dying for some three ball shots. He's actually shooting okay. But this team, I'm telling you right now, they got too many non-shooters on the floor who are one-way players, afraid to shoot, standing at the three-point line, relegated to being a catch-and-shoot player. And they're saying, Jimmy, save us. And Jimmy's not Jesus. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen.
No. 5-9 overall from Jimmy Butler yesterday. He has 9 field goal attempts, 14 points overall for him. He was resting a bunch because you thought maybe if it's a tight game, get him some rest. He was exhausted after game 4. So, check that game 3. He was exhausted. So game 4, you know what? Keep it tight. And then let Jimmy cook later. But the Minnesota Timberwolves, credit to them, man. They were forcing anyone else to beat them yesterday.
Which is
anyone
the appropriate
else. That is what they should do. There's no Steph. Okay, who's their second best player? Oh, Jimmy Butler? Okay, we'll live with Kuminga. You know what, Kuminga? Do your thing. Because we're going to bet that Pods isn't going to be a good shooter. He's not. Buddy Hield's going to be inefficient. He was. Draymond Green's going to keep chucking him up there, or he's going to stop shooting altogether. Trayce Jackson-Davis doesn't shoot. Kevon Looney's not a shooter. They don't have offense on this team.
No shooting.
8 of 27 from beyond the arc. 8 of 27. Juxtapose that with what Minnesota did. 16 of 34.
But
they're killing it.
Not only do they have no shooting, no one is moving on offense. Watch that third quarter. Just, again, it was... Okay, I watched the second quarter. I go, wow, they're playing tempo. They're getting stops. The defense was really good. They're going downhill. They're decisive. You know, again, Kuminga was a large part of that. And I thought Jimmy as well. And then the third quarter, all that went away. You know why? Because dribble into the paint. Jab step. Pivot. Dog, what are we doing?
What's coming up with the game is brought to you by LifeSource Water System. It's the calls. Dave, Robert, Ryan, start lining them up, everyone. 888-957-9570. 117-110, the final. The T-Wolves were howling yesterday. They are up 3-1, heading back to Minnesota tomorrow. The Warriors will try to keep their season alive right here on 95.7. The game, in the meantime, how do they get to this point? It's the biggest reason they're down 3-1 right now. I'm not giving you the Stephen Curry excuse. They've been in every single one of these games at one point, outside of yesterday when they got absolutely eviscerated halfway through the third quarter. Let's talk about it. It's Spadoni. It's Chasky. It's the Morning Roast. It's 95.7 The Game. You know, Dante DiVincenzo was starting to hit shots. McDaniels, Julius Randle was incredible in that first half. And we're reacting to it all day. All day long, all the shows, everything. The series isn't over yet, but it's on life support. That is a fact. Dave, Robert, Ryan, Nicholas, Jason, we'll get all of you in here in just a second. The Warriors are down 3-1. What's the biggest reason they're currently down 3-1?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To you. By the way, and you get the sense, very important, because the Golden State Valkyries inaugural season is here, and fans, you do not want to miss the first ever WNBA season in the Bay Area. Catch Tiffany Hayes, Kate Martin, Kayla Thornton, and the Valkyries all summer long at Chase Center. Tickets are available at valkyries.com for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the game on May 21st. That's next Wednesday. You got to be locked in today during the 8 o'clock hour. And when you hear, do you have it, Carter? Do you got the sounder? You're going to be hearing this one in the 8 o'clock hour at some point. And when you hear it, you're going to be... There it is. That's in the 8 o'clock hour. Not now. 8 o'clock hour, you'll hear that, and you're going to be calling number 5 to the contest line, and I'll give out that number at that time. Good luck. Chasky, you had some moments to stew there after that opening segment. You're angry. You're seething.
Well, it's just I was bummed last night, right? I was super bummed last night. And then I woke up, I rewatched the game, and it made me angry. It really, it made me angry.
Why? Because you felt like there was an opportunity to win the game?
Look, I'm a big believer in momentum, right? And form, like form matters. Like it's one thing, if you're an all-time legend, like, yeah, I'm going to go down my all-time legends, right? Like, I like Brandon Pajemski. He's a really nice guy. Dude, he's got the third most minutes on this team, and he has not played well for quite some time, all right? Moses Moody has not played well for quite some time. You've completely iced him out, rightfully, right? I get it. Like, he's not. But why Pods? He gets taken out. Okay, when they started that third quarter, this is where I, like, rewatching. I'm like, I can't believe it. After I rewatched that second quarter, I'm like, Kuminga was outstanding. Outstanding. Third quarter starts. It's a two-point game. Kuminga is on a bike in the tunnel, and they start with the same lineup that got off to a clunky start. I'm going, oh, my God, what are we doing? And then he stays with it till 8:45 mark in the third quarter. Subs out Pajemski, brings in Kuminga, all right? And then within 2 minutes, Pods is back up at the scorer's table. And I'm like, why? Why? And I'm not trying to pick on Pods. It's just, why is he coming back into the game? Well, it makes no sense to me. And I keep coming back to the same thing. Well, you know, he's a dribbler and he's a passer. No, your point guard by de facto is Draymond Green. Have you not, like, he's not a power forward. On offense, he is your point guard. All right? And when you play Pods and Draymond Green together, this is a bigger conversation, which no one wants to have. And they're both not shooting. They're both two non-shooters who are just literally passing the ball around on the wing. Draymond has been relegated to a corner three guy in this offense when you play him alongside Pajemski, or a top-of-the-key guy who stands there waiting to skip pass it. He doesn't move. He's not screening. Pods is not moving. He's not screening. Both guys will dribble into trouble, pick up their dribble, and pivot into the oblivion as the shot clock winds down, throwing a grenade to someone else. Now, Draymond Green has four titles.
He does.
Right? I get why you're playing him. He's also got the defensive wizardry that you need to be able to slow down a very potent Minnesota offense that has figured out your zone. Pajemski on defense is forcing you to play zone at the top of the key because he really can't guard anybody. All right? And Buddy Hield can't guard Anthony Edwards either. And I get why you're playing Buddy because you need his three-point shooting. You need his offense. But Buddy wasn't moving without the ball yesterday. And so they've got so many just deficient players on one end of the ball or the other. It drives me insane. And yeah, I don't think the Kuminga is the end-all be-all. But my God, you are searching for some athleticism. You're searching for someone who can get to the free throw line and draw some fouls, who actually is shooting good from three in the three-point. Like, do you know what Kuminga's shooting from three on a team where no one's shooting good from three?
He was 0-for-2 last night.
Yeah, but what is he in the playoffs? 44%.
Okay.
Now, it's not the largest sample size, but yesterday they said it in the broadcast. Third quarter, Warriors have 5 threes. Anthony Edwards has 6.
There you go. There you go. That was the game. 16-34 overall for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
And to make things even worse,
8-27 for the
to make things even worse, I get triggered by the lottery, the NBA lottery, to make things even worse. As a diehard Warrior fan my whole life, we have gotten screwed by the lottery going back to its inception. Now, it was great because the Knicks ended up getting Patrick Ewing, and we got Chris Mullin, and it worked out for us. But Patrick Ewing should have been a Warrior.
Yeah,
we got screwed. The frozen envelope. Yao Ming, we got screwed on. Oh, we got screwed during the, you know, we took the wrong guy and Joe Smith. But we've been screwed a zillion times. We had a horrible record. We ended up with the 9th pick and got Petrus when it was Dwayne Wade and Carmelo and LeBron. I had to take a Darko Milicek.
And okay? Be a champion.
I see that the Dallas Mavericks,
oh my God,
it gets rigged and they end up getting the number one pick. I mean, whoever the FBI agent was that opened and shut the Shohei case, put him on the NBA case right now. It's ridiculous.
I love that pivot right there. And yes, the Dallas Mavericks do have the number one overall pick in the upcoming NBA draft. And it's going to be Cooper Flagg. And they get rid of Luka Doncic. They bring in Cooper Flagg. Nico Harrison, all forgiven? Huh? You're like wiping your hands away?
No, my point
everything
being
okay?
Is that I should have seen that it was an ominous day when the Dallas Mavericks
get rewarded for ineptitude.
It's ridiculous. It was clearly like, hey, move Luka to the Lakers. We'll get you on Cooper Flagg. It's just
keeping up with the Kardashians felt realer than the NBA yesterday. That tells you all you need to know.
It bothers me.
Joe, this team lacks shooting, and they look old and slow, and they took all their energy just to get to this point. Look, tomorrow, when I have a little more perspective, I'll appreciate the ride that they've been on. Because this season was dead in the water, and today's not that day. I rewatched that game, and I'm like, dude, you got to coach that game like your season is on the line. And it felt like he coached that game like it was a Tuesday in March.
Not over yet. Down 3-1. There have been 13 comebacks in the history of the NBA when a team is down 3-1. The Warriors have done it before. Different team, different iteration. Klay Thompson was on that team. Game 6 Klay. They also have blown a 3-1 lead. They almost blew one just a series ago against the Houston Rockets. But it's going to be very difficult.
They're so emotionally spent.
You don't think Curry would provide a boost if he could get back? If you win tomorrow, you don't think? I know that's a conversation for tomorrow. No?
When you rewatch it and you see how many shots are passed up, how many horrible offensive possessions. Yeah. They had a stretch in that third quarter. They had three consecutive turnovers, okay? Followed by three consecutive baskets made by Anthony Edwards. It's just so bad.
Let's get to some calls here before we hit the break. Let's get one here. Richie Rich in Livermore wants to join the conversation. 888-957-9570 is the number. Call or text all day. What's the biggest reason the Warriors are down 3-1 currently to the Minnesota Timberwolves? I'm not giving you Curry injury because they've been in all these games up to this point without him. Richie Rich, good morning. How we feeling, man?
What's up, Joe? Shasky, man. You hit it on the head, brother. Like, I'm sorry, Spadone. It's not an excuse. It's a damn reality of it, dude. When you got a player as great as Curry, this is what you see. He opens the floor for everyone. He makes everyone greater. That's what good ball players do. Without him, they're dead in the water. I mean, come on. Pods, horrible, dude. The shot selection, it looks like you put piss just like Shasky. It's wild. It's like, come on, pass the ball, pass the ball. And wait for 2 seconds for the shot clock to go to chuck some stupid three-pointer. Like, it's over and over. It's the same thing. It's craziness. Like, I'm sorry. I coach like Shasky. I'm always confident. It ain't over till it's over, right? No. You're seeing the reality of not having Steph Curry on the floor. That is what it is, okay? When you have Curry out there, he makes everyone greater. It opens up the floor. People get easy buckets. When you're double-teaming them, boom, Pods is open, Pods gets a shot. Without it, everyone's searching. The offense is searching. And I put it on Steve Kerr as well, man. Like, what are you doing, dude? You got Kuminga, who can score, who can take you one-on-one. You put him on the court. You don't leave him out. I mean, that's your chance, right? Like, they blew it. They blew it. I'm sorry. That is the reality of what it is, man. I feel you, Shasky. I'm the same way. I went to that game last night thinking, you know what? They might have a chance. I got home late, and I did the same thing you did. I put the damn game on and partying went to sleep at freaking 1:30 in the morning watching it saying, damn, this is crazy. But, yeah, fellas, you know, it was a good ride. It was. And hopefully we could do some things next year and get back to here, but it's gonna be hard, man. And we're getting old. Draymond's old. You seen on the floor what it was of exasperating all of our energy versus Houston, and it hit us and it caught up with us. It got Curry injured. They look old. It's the reality of it, man. Yep. It sucks. This is what it is, man.
Well, and I would add, I'll go a step further, and I think that some of the loyalties to some of the players needs to be broken. Mm. Like, just GP2 upset. Like, I love GP2. We all do. He's a bench guy. How he comes out of the playoffs with more minutes than Kuminga is absolutely insane.
Well,
because he hasn't been good.
The Kuminga conversation is going to dominate the offseason. We're not there yet, but that's going to be the thing. Because
Joe,
let's keep it a buck. If I'm another NBA franchise, as the NBA draft lottery was yesterday, and I'm seeing the performance that Jonathan Kuminga is putting on against the Minnesota Timberwolves, you don't think someone's going to pay him some top dollar after some of these performances? Yeah, I think so. I am very confident he is going to get paid. Are the Warriors going to match it? He's going to be a restricted free agent. Again, that's a conversation for another time.
Who is he guarded in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks? They've played two different opponents. Name one person that he's like, oh, wow, GP2's up in that guy.
No. No, Anthony Edwards is licking his chops. He's licking his chops. He's laughing. He's talking to these guys like it's just like they're best friends. We had the mic'd up thing the other day. We're up against it. We got to go. 888-957-9570.
And poor Kevon Looney. He had moments, and we all love him.
He smoked like 50
legs. But no, like, The reality is TJD should be getting the majority of. I don't care if he's in foul trouble, Steve. It doesn't matter. There is no tomorrow. Like, you just play him until the wheels fall off. And Draymond Green, complete no-show. Let's just call it second half, no-show.
Dave, Robert, Ryan, Nicholas, Jason, we'll get to you on the other side. And that's what's coming up in the game brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
You made a deal with the devil. Just go with the devil.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bounce for him, but he was their best scorer, and you needed him out there. Maybe not enough for the liking of you, Shasky, for some of the fans out there. We want to hear from him. 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text. Minnesota 117, Warriors 110. We're reacting all show, all day long right here on 95.7 The Game. Warriors down 3-1. All too familiar. Last time they were in a playoff series was against the Lakers in the Western Conference semis a couple years ago when they also went down 3-1. That was a little different circumstance. You were in L.A. and Lonnie Walker, of all people, went off. I think that one was a little more heartbreaking. But right now, it's just the sobering fact you don't have your best player. There's no Stephen Curry right now. It's tough.
The other thing from here on out that I'm just going to laugh at is, well, Draymond's more important than Steph.
Whoever said that?
People have said that.
Oh, my God.
And like
they need to be tested. They need to be tested,
yeah,
psychologically.
I'm aware. Like, he's had moments, and he had spurts, but I felt like yesterday in the second half was a complete no-show from him as well. Just a no-show.
From the whole team, to be honest, they got shook. They got shook yesterday. That three-point shot, I'll say it again, and you can people laugh, it's just one shot. No. The difference between a five-point lead and a two-point lead heading into half is a big deal in a game like that. I think it was a big...
No doubt.
Anthony Edwards was just on fire after from that point on. Couldn't miss. It was incredible. And there was two guys draped all over. It was like a Steph Curry shot he had. And it was just... And he was feeling himself. He was yelling and one. He had a ridiculous and one, too. I don't even know how he got off before he hit the ground. Guy's just...
Joe.
He's unbelievable.
Joe, he's unbelievable.
And shame on all of us for saying and talking ourselves into that this team had a chance without Stephen Curry when that guy's on the other side. That's why I said he was the best player in this series.
No.
He was.
I think they'd be... I actually think they'd be in a better position. It's not just Anthony Edwards.
No, Julius Randle is.
It's the Julius Randle factor.
That's fine, but Anthony Edwards showed everyone yesterday why he is the star and future face of this league.
Randle had 19 at the half.
That's fine. I think the most impactful player yesterday when it mattered most was Anthony Edwards at third quarter. The game was over after he went on that barrage.
Here's... No one is denying that.
And I've agreed that Julius Randle has been the best player in the series. I'm not arguing that. I'm saying the most important player yesterday was Anthony Edwards. He was a superstar.
I would argue that Julius Randle.
First half, sure.
I would just say the whole series has been dynamic.
Fine.
And I think him opening things up at multiple levels has allowed Anthony Edwards advantageous matchups. Anthony Edwards is special.
We're splitting hairs here. They've been the two best players, I think, in this series.
No doubt. But Joe, I want to literally sit in front of a telestrator. I don't even know if that's what they're called these days. And like, look at half court offense. And I challenge anyone out there. Okay, if you rewatch and you actually watch the games like I do, because I rewatch every single one. And I'm not pretending like I am, Red Auerbach or anything. But like, Kuminga can't play with Jimmy. No, the combination that no one wants to talk about, which is the clunkiest. And the only reason it works is because you have the greatest shooter of all time playing with them, almost single-handedly playing with these guys. The combination is it's Dre and Pods. Those two can't play together. Mm. No. It's the dirty little secret no one wants to admit out loud. They're the same player. They're both dribble guys who are going to set up for others, occasionally take a floater. You don't really want them shooting from three-point land unless it's wide open. Right? They're both energy guys. Neither can really beat their man off the dribble, but occasionally they can go and hit a layup. They're the same player, and they are playing them for long stretches simultaneously, and then you add in any other non-shooter, whether it's GP2, whether it is Kuminga, whether it's Looney or whatever. Your offense is completely boggled down. That's the combination that has been the unplayable combination. Pods alongside Draymond. Not Kuminga, not Jimmy Butler. No, it's Pods and Draymond together on the floor. That's when your offense has been ugly.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Let's go to the phones. Dave in SF has been hanging on patiently. Dave, good morning. How are we feeling about that loss last night, man?
Good morning, fellas. I'm absolutely pissed. I'm with Shasky. Bujemski is unplayable. He needs to be relegated to the bench the rest of the damn series. Whatever, tomorrow. He's done. He's cooked. Whatever, I don't know what he has on Kerr. But it's baffling, the leash that he has. I mean, Jesus Christ. And then, leading on our guys like GP2 and Looney, all the old guys that's been there. Again, same thing that Shasky said. Play the other guys. Looney was absolutely getting destroyed, cooked, because he's just too slow. Laterally, he's too slow. He cannot do anything on offense and, even worse, on defense. Cooked. We are cooked until we... Like you said, get Draymond and Pajemski off of the court at the same time. Start Kuminga. Give Moody back his minutes. I mean, but my call is just Pujemski is fool's gold. And the worst thing that could have happened to the Warriors was he had that little good month stretch at the end of the season and fooled everybody. Pujemski is what he is.
All right, I gave you one Pujemski and you got two. And you're getting greedy there at the nicknames. Let's relax here. Brandon Pajemski has had a really good season. This is his first ever cup of coffee in the playoffs. And he struggled.
Yeah, but Joe, he struggled.
Let's take a step back.
No.
Pods struggled.
No, but let's also acknowledge he has been the second most minutes played on this team all year.
Yes.
And the third most in the playoffs. He is not their third best player.
He's not.
He's not their second best player.
No.
So I think when people throw their hands up, they go, wait a minute. Now, health factors into this and being 22 years old and being available every day. But the reality is every single night, no matter what, Pods is getting his 30 to 35.
Well, what
name another player in the Kerr era who is not one of the golden three who has been granted that much leeway.
I mean, Andre Iguodala, but he's part of the,
Andre didn't play 35 minutes a game.
Well, when they needed him to, sometimes he did.
I mean.
When they needed him to. But again, this goes
player.
To the youth of the team, though, too, a little bit, right?
What?
Like, he's one of the younger guys on the team.
So's Kuminga.
So's
Moody.
Again. Different skill sets. Clearly, they don't want Kuminga handling the ball. That's why Pods is out there, quote-unquote, right?
Okay.
And his charging ability, getting charges. You laugh when we were talking about this.
Oh,
like,
my God.
That's part of the
When you play Pajemski, You have to have multiple defenders to offset his defensive deficiency. Look, I like Potts. He's 22. It's his first playoff run. He is not the reason by himself why they are where they're at. He has been given a status on the team that I feel is a little too quick, too soon, and I don't think he's as good as everyone else thinks he is. There's levels to it, right? He is a solid player, but the reality is he's a backup point guard. You know, he's not dynamic enough to be some elite starter. He's just not. Now, if he proves me wrong, I'll eat the turd sandwich. But I'm telling you right now, he's not a defender. He's not a dynamic scorer. He's not a dynamic playmaker for others. He's a hustle guy. He's a backup point guard.
Well, that's what we've been saying.
And the coach has treated him like he, because who is he? He's been your starting point guard or shooting guard, depending on how you look at the lineup, every single day for months on end.
You just said it right there. They don't have a true point guard on this team, and it's glaring. Like, I
no,
love
the point guard is Draymond. Well, that's the point guard.
Kind of, but not.
No,
but
it
he's
is.
Not. A, but he's
no.
not, though.
No, he is.
But
is okay, LeBron James a point guard?
Okay, LeBron James is one of the greatest players of all time.
I know, but for
yes,
offense.
Sure.
Okay.
He's more Magic than he is Michael.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's my point. Draymond is your point guard. You don't need Pajemski. Jimmy's a ball handler. He's a passer. He's going to set up. But my point is that
too
when
old.
You're playing these guys together, Draymond and Pods, and you don't have the greatest shooter in the world, it's super redundant.
Robert, San Jose, wants to talk Steve Kerr. Robert, good morning. How are we feeling about last night's loss, man?
Expected. I'm glad that Shasky's finally coming around to my way of thinking and my criticism, little criticism of Steve Kerr and playing GP2 and Looney and relegating Kuminga to the bench. I called you guys after the Portland game in the regular season and had some criticism of Kerr, and you guys didn't want to hear it at that time. I'm finally glad that Shasky's coming around to my way of thinking. I love Steve Kerr. Been a big fan, four titles, largely in regards to him. But he is stubborn in who he plays. He's going to play GP2 as long as GP2 is on this team. I don't care what he's doing. He's going to play Looney as long as Looney's on this team. I don't care what he's doing. Not playing Kuminga the last two or three weeks of the regular season is not justifiable in any way, shape, or form. And then to come out and talk about him, and we all knew when Kerr...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.